going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's right. The Drive is live. And as you see, if you see your see us on YouTube and Twitch, you can see Clint there in that freshly new Astros City Connect hat.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to wear them tonight. They wear them on Monday. He's got this City Connect hat on tonight that I'm certain he got from Academy Sports and Outdoors. So shout out there. And you see Tyler right there. He's got his Rocket shirt on there. He's ready to go as they got a big one tonight. Damn, what happened to them on Saturday? We'll get to that, man. You didn't walk me into that game. You'd have told me, all right, all the other starters not named Steph Curry are going to combine for 26 points and 1 for 13 for 3. No Jimmy.
Hey, oh, damn.
No Jimmy. Oh, hell, we're going to win this one. Well, you know what happened. We'll discuss that in a bit. But as we say, a lot to talk about today. But let's start here, Clint, from the draft. When we left on Friday, the Texans had not made a selection. Didn't have a pick, didn't make any additions to their team. They have since done so, obviously, through the weekend, and they have added 9 new players. Jaden Higgins, I know you liked in the first pick in the second round. Ursay, the offensive lineman. Noel, the teammate of Higgins at Iowa State. Jalen Smith from USC. Woody Marks, I know you liked a lot. Not as much as John.
Johnny Harris.
John Harris. Good Lord. John Harris liked him a lot.
I can get there. I can get there with Johnny on that one.
Mississippi State and USC also. And then as they get a little later in the sixth round, they had 4 picks in the sixth and seventh round as they add a couple at a quarterback. Graham Mertz there as well. So they added a few players late. We'll see what happens there. But 713-572-4610, those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in as well and let us know. What were your thoughts after this draft? How are you feeling about this draft now? Now we see what the Texans pulled together. How are you feeling about the 9 picks right now?
I love it. I love it. I'm more than happy with the draft. Look, for a team that claims they don't draft for need, it's funny. They showed up on them first 5 picks. Four of the first 5 for damn sure, they picked a need. And so that's kind of where I think overall my mindset is I love the fact that they pick guys that are either going to be plug and play starters. They're going to be competing for a starting spot and we will not be surprised if they are a starter, or they're going to be without a doubt heavy rotational players. And they did that with their top 5 picks. I mean, I think there was a method. I've always said I don't have to agree with everything, but for me, I can see the method.
What's the method to the man?
You needed wide receivers. You needed offensive skill. You needed another running back. The guys you had, which I've said a million times, one of the toughest pills to swallow with this team is what's been going on with Damian Pierce, and then the level of run, the amount of snaps that What's my man in the third string running back?
Dari
Ogunbowale got. I mean, that is, for a team that's trying to win a championship, that is just absolutely unacceptable. And, you know, it looks like they made a move for a guy that I really, really like, by the way. I'll explain that as the show goes on. The cornerback at 4, Jalen Smith, kid out of USC. Whether that's him at corner and Lassiter bumping inside at nickel or vice versa, you've got a nickel package. You have a nickel coverage package as well as a nickel zone or pressure package that you want to play, and you've got pieces there that you can dance around with, options there in a big, big way. And then we talked about the O-line and the wide receivers. There's an obvious method to the madness. They got great value where they were drafting. They were aggressive, although it wasn't what I thought, be aggressive and move up into the first round. They were trying to, according to reports. They were trying to. They couldn't get anybody to play ball. But when they had their chances, the way Nick maneuvered around in the draft, and when he saw somebody he wanted available, he jumped up and got him. I love it, man. I can't wait to see, you know, how ready some of these guys actually are.
I
do. I love it, man. I
think they probably surprised you. I bet you if we'd have told you how it broke down, like if you didn't see the players, if you just told you how it broke down, they're going to trade out of the second round, they're going to do this. I wondered if this love is something you would have thought you would have felt.
Well, it's one of those where you're getting into the, again, we're getting into that to me, the frame of mind with the Texans where, hey man, if your offensive line kept you from advancing in the playoffs last year and really was a problem all year long, then let's address the offensive line, right? And whether you agree or disagree, they've cleaned house, brought in new bodies, and they're going to move guys around, it seems like. Again, we'll talk about what the draft of Ursary in the second round means, but like whether you agree with the exact moves, they went out and made changes at those necessary positions, and specifically to the draft. I mean, two receivers in the top four picks, top three picks this year. Again, I love the corner. I love the running back. I think it was a hell of a draft.
All right, let me see if I can find some folks here on YouTube and Twitch in the text line that liked what they saw. Here is Art said, feeling good. We got some bodies in-house that will force competition. I would have loved them to draft Jarrett Wilson with one of their draft picks, but I hear that they signed a center or two undrafted free agents. Someone here on the text line, our wide receiver room is about to be crazy. According to Josh, happy with the draft. Texans took what was available and didn't overpay, in my opinion. D'Amico said, welcome to death row with his defense, in particular his secondary. And then a couple of others who wondered about it on the text line. Guys, help me understand why they only drafted one offensive lineman. Another person, guys, help me why they only drafted one offensive lineman. That seems like a stupid plan. Someone else on YouTube and Twitch, stop trying to convert people to guard. He is a tackle. Everyone needs to move on from that. From our
Titus listener. or
I'm guessing Ursary, the new tackle they drafted.
Yeah, look, I've voiced my opinion on that. I'm not real high on the thought of drafting a guy that's played tackle, right tackle, and then moved to left tackle for 30 plus starts, and then all of a sudden because of the way he's built and he's a little bit stiff, okay, let's move him inside. But I would have much rather them go get Tyler Booker, right? But Tyler Booker went 12 overall. They couldn't get there. I mean, at the end of the day. So the key is they've got an abundance of tackles, and one or multiple have the ability to swing inside at guard.
Tell you, if a tackle goes down for some other teams, like the Texans are a team you can go to and say, hey, man, we'd like to try to make a deal with you.
It wouldn't shock me, though, if the Texans weren't, like, free agency. Hell, who was it? Somebody, I mean, hell, it was right before the draft, signed a veteran free agent. I can't remember who it was. I think on the defensive side of football. But, I mean, there's still some guys out there that I think would be really good inside help with this team. But right now, I think you've got enough bodies. The key is who's going to play tackle, who's going to play guard.
Yeah, to me, the, you know, when I look at it, and they did a lot of what we kind of thought. Like, you got to feel really good about the wide receivers they got in the second and third round. The two, Jaden and Jalen from Iowa State, Higgins and Noel, like, especially with the history of this team, what in the last few years they have done really, really well in finding receivers. The worst of the receivers they have drafted would be Mechie, and then you can explain away some of the reasons why maybe he hasn't reached what maybe they thought he would in the second round. But outside of that, right, they've drafted guys that have performed above their draft area, right? And it looks like Jaden Higgins, who gives him size, and then Noel, who is a, we talked about speed, Flint. That is speed. That is speed that they've added. Woody Marks, even though he ran a 4.52 in the combine, he seemed to play faster than that coming out of the backfield. Now, I don't know. I'm not saying if it's A-chain speed or something like that out of the backfield, but it is playmaking ability that he has shown in Mississippi State and SC. So I love that part, but I mean I'm gonna stay here. I'm shocked that coming into the draft they only drafted one offensive lineman. I'm shocked about that, and I'm shocked that it appears to be another tackle. We can get into this a little bit later on. I think it says a lot about how they felt about their offensive line issues from last year and the way that they have kind of answered those questions up to this point now that we're through the draft. But the receiving thing, Clint, I think, well, they were probably at least one of these guys they will hit out of the park, judging by what they've done.
Yeah, look, a lot of what I was looking at when we were talking Friday, I just fully expect them to go O-line with that first pick, but they go wide receiver, so Higgins is still on the board. And that was a great get, especially when you start looking at the comps. I heard John Harris talking about his comp was actually Nico Collins, and his comp for Jalen Noel was actually Christian Kirk. How about that? But the Noel piece I had knocked him off my list. I love the speed aspect, but he was more of a slot, shiftier wide receiver. And I thought if they were going to go that way, it would be Luther Burden, not Jalen Noel. However, they get him in that speed dynamic. We were talking about 4.38 on a 40-yard dash at the combine. That's a laser time. That's absolutely flying. And if you go watch some of his highlights, I mean, he's got the start and stop. He's got a real Tank Dell vibe to his game, in a sense of the twitch that you play with, and the somehow, like Ron, like the effortless, fearless ability to kind of navigate through traffic on a defense. He, obviously we hadn't seen Jalen Noel do it at the NFL level, but boy, at the college level, there's a level of comfort there in chaos that just is not normal. And so, I like what they did at the wide receiver position. I mean, there is some, again, these moves, Ron, I know we're going to talk about it later in more couched a certain way, but these moves, I think they're great picks, but a big part of me liking the draft is also it gives us a little bit of clarity, as well as puts some pressure on some dudes that are veterans with this team, Ron. So, It was a good one. It was a good weekend for the Texans.
When you look at this, as we go through the list, as we see the list, and we've talked about these guys, how many do you see them being contributors this year at some point right away? And when I say contributors, Clint, I'm not talking about special teams. How many do you get of these guys? Do you get a sense are going to make impacts on this team? Because you can make the case that Higgins and Ursary and Noel and Smith, like, you could see it come down. How many of these guys do you get the
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Potentially will make immediate impact.
Look, I think your top two are plug and play starters, and your top five are money. Your top two being plug and play starters. The next three, I think, at the very least, heavy rotational players. And a lot of that depends on what does Urshery do. Is he a guy that goes in there and is competing with Blake Fisher, or ultimately is he a guy that with his size and strength can go in there at right tackle, and this is an upgrade over anybody else that we had. A lot of that is dependent on that, right? I mean, can Jalen Smith, the corner out of USC, can he play well enough for D'Amico to feel comfortable with him being a third corner? A nickel, you know, man cover guy if need be, or is he even good enough to push Lassiter inside to where he can play outside? I think the top five guys contribute, at the very least contribute. Jaden Higgins is a plug and play starter from jump. I think Urshery is as well. The next three, I think, are heavy rotational guys. Yeah. It just makes sense. You know, that's for me as a Texans fan.
I was going to say Noel is another one I think gets in a lot.
Yeah. Because I think you end up.
And Marks might take over as the backup running back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's got to. They traded up to get him. They traded a third, I think, from next year up to get him.
One of them.
I mean, that's got
to
be.
That's good value. Yeah, they did give up good value to get up further
that,
in the fourth
that is,
round.
We really like him, and he's got to be a guy that plays over two guys that you the best thing that you can say about them right now is both special teams.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.